This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
I'm back, but this time not for 2 hours. Let's do the 5 hour KM to AM. This is going to be a fun one tonight. No matter what happens, we're going to have a good time tonight. I'm here to entertain, make you think, make you laugh, take your calls, give you some time to express yourself and pass the time tonight till midnight. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on The Fan. I'm all hopped up and jacked up and ready for game five. We're going to talk about the New York Yankees tonight. I guarantee you we do that. And joining me around 7:40, the GOAT, John Sterling. Yes, I think I told you guys a while ago I was going to work on getting John on The Fan. Shout out to Dave. Shout out to Nick. We got him. And he's not going to come on too late. You know, I'm going to be respectful of John's time. Bring it in, everybody. Fatigue makes a coward of us all. If the Pacers play at their pace, the Knicks will fall. Jalen Brunson has to shoot and pass the ball. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. However you're feeling tonight, take a deep breath. Exhale. This could be the end of a glorious Knicks season. This could be the continuation of a Knicks season that also has been glorious. If you're a Knicks hater, I know you are ready to drink the Knicks fan tears. I know you've got those memes and GIFs locked and loaded. The RIP Bozo picture ready to go. The funeral music, all of that stuff locked and loaded, ready to go. If you're a Knicks fan, belief is needed more than ever right now. If you're a diehard Knicks fan, you should die hard tonight. You should believe until that red light goes off behind the backboard that the Knicks are winning this game. They're winning this game. The Knicks are facing elimination for the first time. Karl-Anthony Towns is a game-time decision. He's going to play. Let me double check before I say he's going to play, because I think in theory we all think he's going to play, right? He's definitely going to play, right? Like, this is the Eastern Conference Finals. He's going to play, right? But he's still got to go out there and shoot and dribble and try and work on that knee and make sure that he's good to go. And I think he's going to go just because, you know, he would never live it down unless he could absolutely not walk. He's got to go out there. And if he falls during the game and, you know, if he takes another knee to knee during the game and he can't go, then that's, yeah, here we go. It's confirmed. Cat will play. But, like, how is he going to be effective? We saw how the end of the game in Indiana looked. All eyes on Jalen Brunson. No, all eyes on Mikal Bridges. The Pacers want all eyes on Jalen Brunson. They want Jalen Brunson to have the ball in his hands, to dribble the ball. They want him to try to score 40 points. But I look at Mikal Bridges as, you know, the third piece. I know OG Anunoby is a higher-paid player, but they gave up so much to get Mikal Bridges where it can't be all on Brunson. If Cat is compromised, you know, these two guys are the additions to this team that was supposed to be a championship team. This team was put together to defeat the champions, and they did. But Mikal Bridges hasn't had any signature moments in this round like he had in the second round. Mikal Bridges has to find a way to score the basketball, play defense, stop Halliburton. You know, and a lot of people are starting to question Mikal Bridges. It's funny because I thought we already did the song and dance of don't worry about those picks. He's already made up for those picks. Right. Knicks fans mocking myself, Evan Roberts, Sean Morash, any other Nets fan you can think of saying thanks for Mikal Bridges. Enjoy the picks. Okay. Pump your brakes, though. You know, the thing about the picks I told you is about what you won't be able to purchase this offseason, what you won't be able to redeem those picks for in the near future, and are you going to pay Mikal Bridges? And this window for the Knicks, are they going to be able to win anything with Mikal Bridges or whoever else in the short term? Those picks are not going to matter until the long term. 888-808-1019. You know, I saw a tweet from Jared Schwartz. It said, Mikal Bridges often passes up contested layups for fadeaway jumpers. He's played 640 minutes this postseason, but has taken just 14 free throws. Jared asked him about his mindset attacking the rim and why that number is so low. And Mikal says, I'm not sure. Everybody's play style is a little different. I'm not sure. It's just different ways to play. If I do get fouled or not, it's not really a thing. I don't know. It's not his style. It's not his game. He's not looking to initiate contact. He's not looking to get hurt. That's the Iron Man, right? He's got to keep that streak going. 888-808-1019. We'll get hurt tonight. Lay it all on the line tonight. The whole team is hurt. The whole team is banged up. And that's why I started off with my little haiku, my little death poetry jam. Fatigue makes a coward of us all. I've been saying that for a while. It happens, right? You are now the Knicks. The Knicks are playing now longer into the season than they have. I know OG and Bridges have played in the finals and, you know. But this team as a unit now, these starters now, they've played a ton of minutes through this season. And the Knicks, yeah, they can go to their bench, and I think it's hilarious now we're all calling on, not we're all, but a lot of people are calling on Landry Shamet and DeLon Wright and Precious Achiuwa, like that's going to save the day. No, that's not a recipe for saving your season tonight. Your best have to beat their best. Your best have to go out there and protect home court. One more night. Give the fans one more night to party in the Garden. Give the fans one more night to party outside of the Garden. TNT. Do not let TNT have their last broadcast with Reggie Miller smiling and celebrating and dancing on your grave. Do not let it happen. The Knicks have to show us how tough they are, right? Their toughness was questioned all year. I don't think these guys are tough. Cat's not that tough. I think they could be punked. People thought the Detroit Pistons were going to punk them. Well, let's see if they get punked tonight. The NBA doesn't want this series to end tonight. The Thunder are chilling. They're the Western Conference Finals champions. Gentlemen sweep. Ant-Man is not hurt by it. You know, he's only 23. He figures he's going to do this another 10 more times. But yeah, SGA and OKC, they're relaxing right now for an entire week. The NBA Finals doesn't start until June 5th. So you think the NBA wants an entire week off? Right? In the leading up to the championship of their sport? They don't. So I think that the whistle could be in the Knicks' favor tonight. And I think, you know, the betting odds, the Knicks are favored 4.5. I think this is a night that the Knicks can win. But here's what will happen if this game gets out of hand early. You cannot come back down from down 20 again. And the only game they won, they came back from 20. That's not the formula. It's not a winning strategy. Do not go down 20. Because at home, where you've won twice as many games on the road in these playoffs as you have at home, you will hear the moans and groans of the fans. The and the letdown of Madison Square Garden. Some people have sold their tickets. Some people have backed out of this tonight. Some people don't want to be there to face elimination. I know the feeling. You don't want to go and potentially watch your season end and see another team celebrate on your floor with those hats that say they're going to the finals. The Knicks cannot let it go down tonight. One more night. One more night for pride. One more night for this fan base. One more night for this city. And I'll be here all night, good or bad, win or lose. I'll be here all night. We'll watch the game. We'll take calls. We'll talk about it. But you know what? I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm a Yankees fan. And the sooner the Knicks get out of the way, the sooner we can actually talk about how great this Yankees team is playing. Brian Cashman is on a heater right now. I've been saying that for a couple weeks. This team that Cashman put together, much better than advertised. This team is channeling Mariano Duncan. We play today, we win today, that's it. Sweep. Brooms. I wish they would have told me that they were going to just win 1-0 last night. I would have went to sleep at 10 p.m. I wish they would have said, listen, that's all we're going to do. How about Anthony Volpe? As this week started on Monday, me taking calls about Anthony Volpe and people questioning Anthony Volpe and why does he get so much run and how come you don't criticize him and what's up with Anthony Volpe? And I'm like, chill. I don't know what you're on. I don't know what you're talking about. I know somebody's always got to be the whipping boy. It seems like it's Anthony Volpe 1A, and some people are throwing Austin Wells in 1B. Wellsy is safe, if you ask me, because of the whole beard thing. I just love the fact that this guy can grow a beard in 2 days. We're not even talking about his burrito reviews anymore. This guy can grow a beard in 2 days, and he's got a superstitious thing going on with Tanner Swanson, the catching coach, where if the Yankees lose, they shave. If they lose a series, they shave. They haven't lost in 7 series, so the beards keep growing. Fear the beard. Carlos Rodon has been sensational. Max Fried is on the mound tomorrow against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Bum, bum, bum. I can't wait. I can't wait. The Yankees in the last, I don't know, 5-6 years have gone out to Dodger Stadium and played well. Remember Judge running into the wall? We still owe them for that out there. Obviously, we owe them for the World Series. Should have won game one like the Knicks should have won game one. You go back to 2019, should have swept them in 2019. Players weekend, when they had those stupid jerseys on. The Dodgers in all white, the Yankees in all black. They made the pitchers on the Dodgers change their hats because it was blending in with the ball. I can't wait to see it, you know. I cannot wait to see the Yankees go to Dodger Stadium with a new look team. This is not the team that they faced last year. Cashman built a better team. The Yankee defense is better. If you're watching the games, they're playing good defense. There's a different scouting report over there with the Dodgers now. They're not talking about Yankee defense like they were talking about. Just put the ball in play. Self-inflicted wounds. These guys will pee-pee down their legs. It's not the case anymore with Paul Goldschmidt at first base scooping up everything. And even though Jazz Chisholm is hurting, he's in Somerset with the Patriots right now. I'll be there tomorrow, weather permitting, if anybody's going to the Somerset Patriots game. You know, Jazz is potentially going back to third base because now you've got DJ LeMahieu at second base. And we'll talk about that tonight, Jazz versus DJ. Is DJ really the guy you want there? Do we really want to move Jazz to third base? If this was going to be the case, shouldn't he have been at third base to start the season? Peraza has been good enough. Volpe, obviously, his defense is there. And even in this outfield, Trent Grisham has come down to earth a little bit, but his defense is plus. Oh, Judge is not in center field anymore. I don't know how many times they've sent me the picture of Judge dropping a pop-up in center. He's back in right, his right position. And it doesn't matter if you put Cody Bellinger at any of those positions, he's going to be a plus defender. And we're not talking about Jason Dominguez's struggles in left field anymore. J.C. Ascara has been great as well behind the plate. Shout out to him for last night. Clark Schmidt last night. How about Mark Leiter Jr.? When I talk about Cashman being on a heater, when we talk about the trade deadline last year, all we got was Jazz and Mark Leiter Jr. So we'll get into it tonight. And I'm sure at some point someone's going to call, and he who shall not be mentioned, he who shall not be named, not Voldemort, number 22 for the Metropolitans, I'm sure somebody's going to call and want to talk about it. And I'll try to dance around it. I'll try to do my best not to focus on it because it really doesn't matter. The Mets are one of the better teams in baseball. The Mets are a second place team. The Mets are about to face the Colorado Rockies in their building. They can sweep them. The Yankees did not. Step right up and sweep the Rockies. And then you can brag about that over the Yankees. And maybe he who shall not be named has a big weekend in Queens, so we can get off of him a little bit and stop talking about and focusing on, oh, he doesn't want to be here. Oh, he's struggling. Oh, his numbers are much lower than his career stats. 888-808-1019. Knicks fans call me up. Yankee fans call me up. Mets fans call me up. Let's break right here. We'll take your calls, and then we'll break again, and then we'll bring in the legendary John Sterling on The Fan. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. KM to AM returns right after this. New York City! You're now rocking with the best. Keith McPherson on The Fan, KM to AM. 5-hour sprint. We're going to enjoy the night no matter what happens. We're going to talk sports. We're going to take calls. We'll talk about everything going on. We'll watch the game, and we'll react to it in real time. And I know most people that are Knicks fans probably not listening to the radio. But I know some of you are. I know somebody's like, nah, I'm doing both. I'm watching the game. I'm listening. And I appreciate that. We've already got people on the line, and I appreciate that. More 888-808-1019. Reminder again, John Sterling will join us at 7:40. And we're going to talk about the Yankees the entire night. If the Knicks were eliminated, the Yankees would be the top story. They'd be top billing. If the Knicks weren't here, which they usually aren't here, haven't been here for 25 years, the conversation would be about Judge. You know, Judge being walked. I was watching the game last night, and I'm like, man, somebody flew a long way to Anaheim just to see Judge Homer, just to see Judge be Judge in a year where he may win the Triple Crown. And Ron Washington's over there cackling. But good for him. Because all we do every series when we see Judge is marvel at Judge and say, yo, why are they still pitching to him? Nick is in East Rockaway on The Fan. What's up, Nick?
Hi, Wyatt Keith. It's a pleasure talking to you, my friend.
Thanks.
I want to give you a stat that you're going to love.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay. If Judge makes out the next 150 times, he'll still have a better batting average than Soto.
I heard Evan say that
today. All right. I knew you'd appreciate that.
I heard Evan say it. It's funny how much we compared those two players. And even with the contracts, we talked about how crazy it was that, like, the Yankees offered this guy that much more than Judge. And when you're looking at the early season numbers now, it's still crazy.
Well, you know what? Look up his career stats. He's not a great ball player. He's not a great ball player.
And you know what? Nick, like, we were having these conversations, and that's where I was like, I said 700 was as far as I would go, because I thought it was getting a little ridiculous for a guy that, like, okay, he had 1 year like that where he finished third in MVP voting. He was hitting in front of Judge. That was his best year. I'm like, is he going to be able to repeat that for the next 5 years, or is that a outlier? I'm like, he's not Ohtani. He's not Judge. There are people that are still telling me he's a top five player in baseball. No, he's not. He was.
Absolutely not. Absolutely. And when are these owners going to wake up? When are they going to wake up and stop all this nonsense?
This is what they do. They never learn from it. It's always you pay a player off of what he did, not what he's going to do. And what we're going to do is just say, you know, he's going to turn around this weekend. He'll do it next month. He'll do it after the All-Star break. Wait till August.
Let's let Judge make out the next 150 times and still have a better batting average than him.
Impossible! Thanks for the call, Nick, and thanks for the laughs. I said someone was going to call, and he who shall not be named will come up. It's going to happen all night. It's going to happen all night. So I know. Right now, the Yankee fan is peacocking a little bit, and you should. I am enjoying it. You know why I'm enjoying it as a Yankee fan? And I've told you this, and maybe it's somebody's first time hearing me. Man, like, me being someone on the radio, on the internet, active in the sports world, I get told that I'm obsessed with Juan Soto. I get told that I got to knock it off. I get told that I'm a grown man and I need to, you know, hop off of Soto. Like, come on, bro. What? I'm a sports radio talk show host in New York City. This is a player who chose to go from one side of New York City to the other and sign the largest contract in baseball history. I'm supposed to just not ignore the fact that he is half of himself, that he is struggling mightily. Now, if the shoe was on the other foot and he had better numbers than Judge, and let's say Judge was struggling the way he was last year when, honestly, Judge struggled and Soto helped a lot, there would be a party up and down the street. There'd be a party on this radio station all day. There would be nothing but jokes and people making fun of the New York Yankees. Ha ha, look what you lost. And if the Yankees weren't playing this well, it'd be, you'll never be good without Soto. And look at how good Soto's start as, you know, as a Met is. And it's the opposite. So I am tickled by it. I am enjoying it. You know why I'm also enjoying it? Because I know it's not forever. It's just the beginning. So let me enjoy it while it lasts. Richie in Queens on the Fan. What's up, Richie?
Hey, Keith, how are you? Well, you're not going to hear about comparison. I could care less about sort of Judge. All I know is your team is rocking. You got Rodon from 3 years ago. He looks like he did with the Giants. You know, initially it was a terrible signing. You know, he looks phenomenal. Warren coming up. Volpe hitting 270 for the month of May. I just, Aaron Judge, the face of baseball. Excellent bullpen. Leiter will not be your guy in certain situations. I know he pitched well, but he's not. He's okay. He's not the cog in your bullpen, but everything else is really working well. So, and you know, real quick with John Sterling, Keith, you know, certain things you remember in life, not that this was a turning point in my life, but I was downtown buying some land for my new house that I was building in the Poconos. And I heard in 1989, this was, because for some reason I'm real good with dates. And I knew he was coming. And I loved, because I called him in the 70s when he was on WMCA. And I miss him. You know, I like Sims, I do. But, you know, Sterling was just incredible to listen to. So wish him well at 86 years old. With the Knicks, Keith, we spoke. I called you after the first game, had a bad feeling. You don't lose a game like that. And then you lose the second game, obviously, 0-2. Defensively, they've been so bad. I know he's trying to come up with different groups to stop them. I like what Indiana does. They just wear on Brunson, whether it's McConnell, whoever it may be, Halliburton. The only thing tonight I'm thinking, mentally, the Knicks have got to be so much tougher. I know Indiana wants to win it, but if you lose three games at home, that's historic. You know what I mean? So I think it'll be a tough game. Yeah, the old adage, one game at a time. Did anything happen? Yeah, but they just don't make stops. Defensively, they just have been bad, and they've been out-coached. So, it should be a good game. I expect them to win tonight. No guarantee, but I think they'll win the game tonight. So,
thanks for the call, Richie. It's about defense. It's about getting stops. But, you know, I'm looking at the over-under. The over-under is high. They're expecting 222.5. I'm going to take the over. I think guys are going to be tired. I think guys are going to be scoring the basketball, though. I think the Pacers are going to still run and do what they do. And, like, when I watched that last game, I was just impressed with Halliburton. Does he repeat this? And I think there's something about him as this villain, right? His story. And too many times in New York, we get tunnel vision. It's an echo chamber. We get stuck in our own radio station, in our own communities online, in our own group chats. And we don't think about the opposition. We don't think about the Indiana Pacers, this team, how they were put together, this head coach, this player. And like, he's had a chip on his shoulder since the Knicks didn't draft him. And now Obi Toppin, who they did draft, is on his team. He's had a chip on his shoulder since Wally Szczerbiak called him a wannabe all-star. He's had a chip on his shoulder where they made it to the NBA Cup. I know it doesn't matter, but they made it to the NBA Cup. Then they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. They knocked the Knicks off. Halliburton has also played on Team USA with Brunson, Hart, Bridges. He knows these guys. He's mocking Brunson doing his three sign over his face. He threw up the premature choke sign. Last year, he came into the Garden wearing a Reggie Miller choke shirt. Tonight, he comes into the Garden wearing a 50 Cent shirt. 50 Cent, very famous, popular New Yorker from Jamaica, Queens, was courtside in Indy repping the Pacers. So I think, like, tonight, are they going to be able to stop Halliburton? I hear so many people talking about fouling him and getting tough with him and making him feel... Who? Bridges? Mitchell Robinson? And if you do that, he's not alone. Pascal Siakam is a champion for a reason. He showed you that in the last game. Neesmith is playing through a bum ankle. He won the first game for them. Don't let him get hot. Nembhard has been really non-existent, hasn't done anything this whole series, but, you know, don't sleep on him getting active too. Miles Turner is another one that I thought would be a factor. Maybe he will tonight. Like, I think we forget about Rick Carlisle being a champion, having a ton of experience, being a former player, him getting up there in age and not wanting to lose this opportunity. And the Pacers' origin story here of, okay, yeah, we lost last year to the Celtics, the eventual champs. They're out. The Knicks were favored in this series, but we don't think the Knicks are better than us. Even after the Knicks came back and rallied and won that game, I listened to all of them in the postgame. They didn't want to acknowledge it. I think I played some of it for you a couple nights ago. They said, well, we got to play our game. We didn't play our game. They started to celebrate too soon. Human nature kicks in where they're like, well, you know, we're about to go up 3-0. These guys are cooked. They're fouling. Brunson's on the bench. They got to play DeLon Wright and Landry Shamet. And those guys D'd them up. But you think they didn't watch film on all that? You think they haven't talked about all that type of stuff? What do the Knicks do tonight to have an edge or advantage over the Pacers? 888-808-1019. I don't know. Somebody tell me. I'm just trying to look at the other side of this. Indiana and them feeling like, hey, this doesn't come around for us a lot either. I know everybody's talking about it's been 24 years, 25 years since the Knicks have gotten an Eastern Conference final. This is a franchise trying to go to their second finals. And they have a good team. And they have an emerging superstar. In that first game, that shot that he hit, that the ball hung in the air for what felt like 5-10 seconds, that was clutch. And all I saw on ESPN the next day, who's the real Captain Clutch? They were taking the Clutch Player of the Year award away from Brunson and putting it on Halliburton. And I'm like, oh, that's crazy. Brunson had 43 in the first game. But Brunson hasn't been that guy in this series. I heard Greeny today talking about how Brunson has dragged the Knicks to this point. No, he hasn't. Now, in the fourth quarter, they know they could count on him. But this has been a team. These guys together, Josh Hart, OG Anunoby, Bridges closing out games, Cat winning some games, not single-handedly, but there are games that we can go back to, and each round is like that was a Cat game. So who is it tonight if Cat is compromised? If they're going to zero in on Brunson, that's why I say I think Bridges has to rise. Because if Bridges doesn't rise, they're going to look at him and say, was this guy worth these picks? And are we going to pay him? Are we going to give him the extension if he can't hit shots in the clutch? If he can't do it in the Eastern Conference Finals? Let's go to George in Valley Stream. What's up, George? You're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing? I know the Knicks are going to win tonight, but my point is everybody's talking about the comparing the Knicks to the 90s Knicks. What about the D'Antonio era? You remember they got him to the second round, second year, and what did Phil Jackson do? He fired him.
Yeah, I think that's why they're not comparing him to that group, because this group has gotten further. You know, they've gotten to where the 90s Knicks were.
Well, that's true. But had Phil Jackson taken over the Knicks, they probably would have won a championship. Remember what Phil Jackson did after he left the Lakers?
Of course.
Yeah, they brought him back and they won a championship. I'm sure Phil Jackson would have done that with the Knicks perfectly fine.
No.
If you were to take that Knicks team. Yeah, if you would have taken that Knicks team with D'Antonio and put them right now, they'd probably be just as good.
Thanks for the call, George. No, Phil Jackson was not right for the Knicks. Phil Jackson needed to go. He didn't do much good. It was short-lived. And I can't co-sign that Phil Jackson, if he was given more time with that group. No. This is the group. This is the group. This is the time. You're in the Eastern Conference Finals, Game 5 in Madison Square Garden tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't compare them to Starks and Ewing. Can't compare them to, you know, Carmelo and JR and Shump and those guys. This is the group. This team was put together to beat the Boston Celtics and win a championship. If they don't do it, the Yankees got to do it. Can I take another Yankee call before I go to break? Anthony is in Brooklyn on the Fan. Go for it, Ant. You're in there.
Hey, Keith, thanks. First off, you know, I drive a truck at night, an 18-wheeler, so I listen to you every night. I really appreciate you and everything that you do. It's very entertaining, and I enjoy it.
Thank you, sir.
You know, I had a Nick and Yankee point. The only thing I want to say about the Yankee thing and the whole thing with Soto is, you know, there was five or six teams that were willing to give him $700 million. You know, all of the Yankees, and I'm a Yankee fan big time, all of the Yankee fans that are like, oh, I didn't want Judge. Nobody knew that Cashman was going to pull these trades and these signings out of wherever. He did a great job. I was always critical of him. But at the time, you just, you know, you had no idea what he was going to do if he didn't get Soto. And he did a fantastic job. As far as the Knicks, I believe I know how the Knicks would play better in a better team. I don't expect them to do it. I don't think they'll do it. You can't Brunson. Don't have Brunson bring the ball up. Have somebody else bring the ball up. Let Brunson run around, work off of picks, get open. I think that ball will flow so much better. I think everybody on the team would be not knowing if they're going to get the ball or not. And I don't know. I don't expect them to do it because it's, you know, to do this, but.
Thanks for the call, Anthony. I was just trying to, you know, let you get your thoughts across. It was a little rough, but we got there. I don't think now is the time to go away from what you've been doing. I don't Josh Hart's going to bring the ball up. Mikal Bridges is going to bring the ball. Cat's going on a hobbled knee. No, it's Brunson, man. But that's why in my little haiku, I said, you know, haiku. I said Brunson has to shoot and pass the ball. Yeah, come off a screen, shoot the three. And then when they double team or trap you or whatever, like get rid of the ball and find the open guy. It can't. We all know it's going to run through Brunson tonight. There's everybody, you know, expecting him to save the day. And now back to what you said about Cashman. And we'll talk to John Sterling about this coming up. In my heart of hearts, I felt like Brian Cashman signed his extension coming off of 2023 where fans made fire Cashman shirts and had a fire Cashman night. I saw online today that they have an Eric Chavez, same type of deal going on for the Mets. Is that true? Mets fans call me up. Fire Eric Chavez night. Anyway, Cashman did not want to sign a player for 16 years, $760, because that player would outlive him as the Yankees GM. That would go under him if that didn't go correctly. But Cashman was sitting there waiting, saying, okay, I know what I'm up against, right? Cashman's quoted as saying, no one can compete with Steve Cohen. He knew that Steve Cohen was going to not be outbid, and he was sitting there thinking about what he was going to do next, and it has turned into gold. John Sterling coming up next on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Well, joining us right now, the legendary John Sterling. John, are you there?
I am certainly here on pins and needles with you, Keith.
I love you. You're the best. Thanks for joining us tonight. How you been? How's things going for you?
Well, I feel a little guilty at this. I have a show every week on another radio station, and it's on 4 to 5 Saturday afternoon. And we've been on for a little over a month, and it's fun. It really is fun. Nice thing. I wanted to work only Saturday afternoon, and I was able to get a station, a wonderful station, to give me a show.
Well, don't feel guilty, John. I've actually started a new segment that I don't do every night, but I do once in a while. And it's a playoff of the segment that we used to do in the Yankee pregame show where I take your, you know, voice and I say, hey, Keith, tell me something cool. And one of the first ones I did, I was plugging your show. So it was you saying, tell me something cool. And what I told everyone that was cool to me was, hey, John still got the itch for this. He's back on ABC Radio this Saturday, his first show. You could catch him. I think that was a few weeks ago. So I'm aware. And I've seen some of your takes and I've heard some of it. And it's good to hear you. And that's why I had the thought recently, hey, why don't I bring John on my show?
Sure. Well, that's good. You're going to ask the questions. I'm going to give the answers. Mm-hmm. Are you happy? You have to be with what the Yankees are doing.
You know me well. I am more than happy. I'm a little surprised. It has been a great month of May, and it seems like every part of this team is clicking right now, from the pitching to the hitting, the defense, the rotation, the bullpen. I don't know. I tried to bring my expectations down after the way that last year ended and the offseason went, but every night, I just said that, you know, they're channeling Mariano Duncan. We play today, we win today, that's it. Every night, I'm having fun watching them win. They've won 7 series in a row, and it's not just Aaron Judge. Anybody can be the hero any night.
Well, that's true. You know what's really helped them is the back part of their rotation, Schmidt and Will Warren and Ryan Yarbrough, of all people. The two top guys are just out of sight, Fried and Rodon. And also what's helped them is, you know, they got the big guys who I've wanted for a couple of years, Bellinger and Goldschmidt, along with the great Aaron Judge. What was really helped them is the younger players are really starting to hit. Ben Rice and Dominguez and Volpe and Austin Wells. Anyway, they're getting a fairly deep batting order, something they didn't have last year. And, you know, also very quietly, Keith, I guess they're kind of catching up to the American League. The Yankees have built up a really good 7-game lead. They're 7 up on the loss side over Tampa 8 over Toronto. This is off the top of my head. And double figures in Boston and Baltimore. Now, there's a long way to go, and teams can still catch up. I don't know. I'd much rather be 7 up than 7 behind.
Absolutely. And you know what's great, John? They just played the Angels, and they have this Dodgers series coming up this weekend. But then that's it for the West Coast trips. And I know you know all about that. Like, the way they set up the schedule this year, they don't have to fly out to California the rest of the year. That's done by June. Tell us about some of the years where you had to get on those flights and go back and forth, definitely in the later parts of you calling the games.
Well, I mean, that's great, not having to go to California. They're coming home on a red eye. Talking to my Susan the other day, they're coming home on a red eye after a Sunday evening game earlier because on the West Coast, but still, it's a red eye. And boy, I'll tell you, even when I was young, really young, with the Braves, I felt like I was 100 years old when we'd land after a red eye. Those I hate, so I'm really happy I don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, you mentioned Susan. I love Susan. She was texting me, I think, 2 days ago because I said I had never been out to Anaheim, and I had heard her on the broadcast say that Anaheim, the Big A, is now the fourth oldest stadium in Major League Baseball. And I was like, is that true? And it's been there since the 60s. But, you know, I was listening to her voice on the broadcast. Dave Sims had laryngitis last week. I think she might have caught some of it, but she fought through it. You know how that can be when your voice is your instrument. You know, you got to kind of champ it out.
I've been very fortunate. I was using my voice improperly. And at WMCA, I did a 3-hour show 5 nights a week. And I did the Nets and Islanders. And I raised a nodule, and I sounded awful. And I had an operation in 1980. And, you know, I've had no problems with my voice, which is now 45 years ago. And by the way, speaking of numbers, I'm kind of proud about this. I have been gainfully employed for 65 years. This is my 65th year on the air. February 1st, 1960 was the beginning. So I'm a very lucky human being.
65 is senior citizen age, retirement age, and it's very impressive to say that you've been, in the game that so many people want to work in media and sports and announcing for that long. If I can do half of that, I'll be happy. I mean, I don't need a procedure on my throat. I just need to stop going to the Yankee game, doing roll call, yelling for the Yankees all game, and then coming here to do the show.
Now, you can't yell, that's for sure. Many, many years ago, and it really was many years ago, Marv Albert told me, because he worried about hurting his voice too, he was doing so much work, and he said, I don't yell at the kids. I let my wife yell at the kids. He didn't want to hurt his voice. So, I'm very, can you imagine how fortunate I am? I might have been 10 years old, 11 years old when I knew I was going to be on the air. And I got on the air when I was 21, and now it's 65 years later. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Still running my mouth.
No, because you're the GOAT. You can do that, and there's so many people listening now that want to hear from you. You mentioned kids. My son is 2. I don't yell at him because I'm practicing patience in his terrible 2s. But how about your kids, and how about the time that you've been able to spend with them? Can you tell us a little bit about that? You don't have to tell us everything, but just share with us.
Well, I mean, I did college, four of them. I have 2 boys and 2 girls, for people who don't know, and they're all in their 20s, and they're doing great. The eldest, Abby, is going to be married soon to a lawyer, and the others all have good jobs, and they're all wonderful. I'm very lucky. I have kids who love me so much, and we have such a good family. No problems. Everyone loves one another. So I've been lucky in business and lucky in marriage and kids, and I have no complaints.
You're blessed.
That's true.
It's the way you treat people, John. Every time I've been around you, you're so gracious to everyone around you. You don't carry yourself like you're the legendary John Sterling. You make time for everyone, and clearly that has come back to you.
Well, thank you, and it certainly is true. I set out when we had all these babies, and I said to myself, all I'm going to do is love them. and it's worked. So I thank you.
Amazing. There's a couple more questions I have for you. Every time a new Yankee hits a homer, everybody wants to know, what would the John Sterling call be? And, you know, we've got Yorbit Vivas this year, who had a homer that won the Yankees a game, J.C. Ascara, and the addition of Paul Goldschmidt to this team and Cody Bellinger, Clay Bellinger's kid, to this team. I mean, this Yankees team has been great. They've been hitting the ball, and it's not just homers, but are there any guys that you've thought about in your head, that's anything that's come to mind of what you would say for any of these new Yankees this year?
Well, I would have one for Ben Rice and for Grisham. And I don't know. I have all these silly things.
Did you call, last year, did you get the chance to call any, maybe not Ben Rice and maybe not Grisham either, because neither one of them were in the postseason. And then Ben Rice wasn't here early in the season and Grisham wasn't getting much playing time either. So we don't have calls for those two.
Well, you never can tell. You never can tell. But, yeah, I think about it, you know, when they hit home runs and such. So, and I told someone once, and it was printed when the newspaper guys were so good to me, writing all these wonderful things when I retired last year from baseball. I could still do the games. My voice hasn't gone back. Isn't that amazing? After 65 years. And I don't want to travel, and I want to go somewhere every day. And that's why I got so lucky with ABC giving me an hour on Saturday afternoon. Any other questions?
Yeah, when the Yankees make it back to the World Series this year, you don't have to come out of retirement, but you got to come to Legends. You got to come to Yankee Stadium, sit there and watch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think they've got a chance. I really do. Of course, now it's easy to say it because they've won 9 out of 10, and as I said, they've opened up a 7-game lead, but they're a very tough team, managed very well. Everyone plays together, and I really expect them to do well, but we'll see. We'll see. Maybe you'll have me on in a few months, and we'll see where they are.
I look forward to it, and maybe if the Knicks season ends and, you know, Saturdays or some other time opens up on the Fan, you can come in here and host a show.
Right, I don't think I can do it under these conditions, but it's a thought. Anyway. I thank you, Brad. I thank you for having me on. You know, I'm such a nut, and I'm so lucky. I've loved sports since I was a little boy, and music. And tonight, I have the Philly game on right now, and the second game, and I'm going to go to the Knick game and go to the Edmonton-Dallas game, and, you know, my life is complete. I love watching all these games. I have 2 screens in my bedroom. That makes it a little easier. So I like that. Anyway, Keith, thank you for having me on. Good luck with your show, and I'm sure we'll talk again.
A true fan, the legendary John Sterling, my man. Thanks for joining us tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you.
888-808-1019. It's about to be 8 o'clock. First hour down, 4 hours to go. The Knicks are about to tip off. We'll get ready to ride along with that game. Taking your calls on the Yankees, on the Knicks, on the Mets. We'll get to it all. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.